Welcome to CCAP Across the Maps podcast, What the Health, where we cover a variety of health topics in the form of personal stories and educational episodes. I'm Badan Ebi, and I'll be one of your hosts.
I'm Brianne Nelson, and I'll be your other host. For Season 2, Episode 6, we will be speaking with the co-founders of CCAP Across the Map, CEO Jillian Lever and COO Hunter Ackerley, to learn about our program, HPV Ends With Me.
Jillian and Hunter, welcome back to What the Health. Today, we are here to talk about the program HPV Ends With Me. Can you tell us a little bit about the program?
Absolutely, Vidat. It's really great to be back. Our program, HPV Ends With Me, works to address the disparity in knowledge about the human papillomavirus, HPV. HPV is the number one virally sexually transmitted infection worldwide, yet despite its prevalence, it is often met by lack of information or even blatant misinformation. HPV is an especially important STI to have knowledge about since it can cause various types of warts, as well as 6 types of cancers, those cancers being cervical, vaginal, vulvar, penile, anal, and oropharyngeal.
To add on to that, there are several different types of HPV, and the majority of infections will actually clear on their own. But select types can also cause the conditions that Jillian just described. So despite the fact that HPV is the number one viral STI worldwide, actually approximately 70% of American adults 18 and above have never heard of it.
HPV Ends With Me is our program that addresses this lack of knowledge and misinformation that is so widespread about HPV that Hunter and I were just talking about. So the program is actually the umbrella program. And then we have 3 age groups that we specifically target, which each have their own unique curriculum to appropriately convey the information in an age-appropriate way. So preteens rank HPV is targeted towards middle school students. Teens talk transmission is targeted towards high school students. And then lastly, student stop the spread is targeted towards university students.
Let's talk about those different age groups. So how does communication of the material vary per age group?
That's a really great question, Brianne. So first, for preteens prevent HPV, the students receive an educational presentation about HPV, the potential conditions it can cause, and how to prevent it. Once we are done with this educational presentation, the students then engage in role-playing scenarios so that they have the opportunity to directly interact with the material. So these scenarios are about learning how to be a self-advocate and handling responsiveness to potential parental hesitancy about getting the HPV vaccine, which is the best way to prevent HPV infection, as well as responsiveness to peer pressure to practice unsafe sex, which avoiding is the second best way to prevent infection.
So for the 2 remaining parts of the HPV Ends With Me campaign, teens talk transmission and students stop the spread, they're targeted towards older age groups, specifically high school students and college students respectively. These groups also receive an educational presentation, but instead of engaging in those role-playing scenarios, they actually play a more interactive trivia game on the platform Kahoot about the information we present to them in a way that's engaging and actually tests their comprehension of it.
How do y'all measure the effectiveness of this program?
So to do that, we conduct various assessments for all 3 age demographics, which we actually will talk a little bit more about in depth when we discuss each of the launches we've done to date with each part of the HPV Ends With Me program.
What's the current state of the program?
So at this time, we've launched multiple facets of the HPV Ends With Me program. Our very first launch was for Preteens Prevent HPV with the Arizona Science Center Girls in STEM Club back in June of 2022, where we educated 16 children ages 10 to 11. During this launch specifically, we actually had more time and were able to conduct pre and post assessments to measure the efficacy of our program. We specifically recorded a 24% improvement in knowledge about HPV and how to prevent it, a 21% increase in knowledge about HPV-related cancers and their symptoms, and then a 16% improvement in knowledge about general cancer prevention habits. Badat, you were actually there for that very first launch, and you managed the program for a while. So did you want to speak more about your experience with it?
Absolutely. Managing this program has reinforced for us the need for such education in our local communities. People tend to push back on this content because of its relationship to sexual health and activity. However, our partnership with the Arizona Science Center was a great place to launch the curriculum, as we were able to reach kids in a setting they were comfortable with, and we obtained parental consent for the delivery of this program through the Arizona Science Center. Myself, Jillian, Hunter, and Serena, all from CCAP Across the Maps team, delivered this education and interacted with the kids as mentors in this pilot launch. The overall knowledge on HPV amongst these kids improved over the course of our time with them, which is extremely rewarding.
I echo everything that Vidat just said. So since then, multiple iterations of Preteens Prevent HPV, Teen Stop Transmission, and Students Stop the Spread have been launched in Spanish with our CCAP in Mexico initiative, which Hunter and I launched alongside our CCAP in Mexico manager, Fabian, back in October 2023. During this time, we were able to educate 272 students ranging from ages 10 to 23. What was extremely notable about this launch, in addition to it being our largest community outreach initiative to date, was the impact. For our Preteens Prevent HPV program, our students rated a 4 out of 5 for comfortability with knowing how to prevent HPV, speaking with their guardians about their health and getting the HPV vaccine, talking to their provider about their health and getting the HPV vaccine, and making good informed decisions about their health. For Teen Stop Transmission and Students Stop the Spread, 98% of students said that they learned something new about HPV and its prevention, 94% said our curriculum was useful, and 99% said that they felt more knowledgeable about their personal health.
Those statistics are really amazing. Such like high positive numbers, and it's really great to see our impact actually being positive in the community. And since then, our CCAP in Mexico manager, Fabian, has carried out a presentation with middle school aged kids every month thus far in 2024 alone. Fabian has reached an additional 253 students about HPV, which brings us to a grand total of 525 students reached by our HPV Ends With Me curriculum in Mexico specifically. All of Fabian's students have rated their comfort on that same kind of scale, at 3 or 4 across the aforementioned areas for those impact assessments.
All of this impact is why Hunter and I started CCAP Across the Map in the first place, and why we have such an amazing team behind us to just build the growth of this organization. So we're very excited to have also launched Students Stop the Spread in Arizona with multiple groups and clubs at the University of Arizona as well. We've successfully educated a total of 97 college students at the University of Arizona to date. This brings us to 638 people educated across the various branches of our HPV Ends With Me program, which we are absolutely ecstatic about.
So as per usual, my favorite question to ask, what is your favorite part about the HPV Ends With Me program?
Thanks for asking, Vidat. My favorite part about HPV Ends With Me is getting to work with younger people to specifically teach vital health knowledge at a young age to help prevent HPV and its related health issues in the long run. In doing this, we're actually seeing kids adopt self-advocacy skills as well as comfortability talking about their own personal health. So this will actually be so transformative for the health of these young kids as they enter adulthood equipped with knowledge and skills to better address their health overall.
This is always my favorite question that you ask, Vidat. And I, of course, echo everything that Hunter just said as per usual. And I also want to add that health education, advocacy, and empowerment start young. So having the opportunity to provide vital health knowledge to various age groups is extremely rewarding. I remember during our Preteens Prevent HPV launch, we administered the pre and post tests, which were multiple choice. One of our students actually was writing notes about the information that she had retained to further clarify her multiple choice answers on the post-test that was conducted. It was such an amazing moment just seeing her really interact and engage with the material to the point that she felt the need to further tell us about it on a multiple choice exam that we were administering. It's those moments that make all of the work and the preamble that goes into it just completely and utterly rewarding.
Wow. It is impressive to hear about all the people you have successfully educated with this program. Is there anything else either of you would like to add on about HPV Ends With Me?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking, Brianne. Just to wrap up, this program has the potential to really grow in both our local community as well as globally with our international efforts. It actually just, you know, really emphasizes that preventative measures they're so important. They're important for improved health, which is actually also vitally important in under-resourced areas where access to healthcare is often severely limited. So the more knowledge people are equipped with earlier on in their life helps them to stay healthy and avoid conditions like warts and cancers that have the potential to be life-threatening that might come from something like HPV.
I definitely agree with you, Hunter. And as per usual, I also want to thank all of our partners, every community member who has ever engaged with the program on any level, and the entire CCAP Across the Map team. We couldn't do what we do without the support of so many incredible people, and we stand on the shoulders of every single person who supports us.
As always, we would like to thank Jillian and Hunter for coming on our sixth and final podcast episode of season two of What the Health and sharing about their experience with the program HPV Ends With Me.
Stay tuned for our next episode and give us a follow on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok, all at CCAP Across the Map. You can also stay up to date with us on our YouTube channel and through our website, ccapglobal.org. Thanks for listening to What the Health, and we'll catch you next time.